Welcome to The Hitch, week 9. Hi.
Hi.
It's day 61.
It's day 61, and we
are in Nebraska.
Yeah, North Platte, Nebraska.
Just off I-80. In fact, you can probably hear it.
Yeah, we are literally just off I-80.
Which, you know, is good because we're doing a bunch of kind of quick overnights.
Yeah.
So, and it's fine with the AC going. The noise doesn't really bother me. It's fine. Yeah,
not at all.
Yeah.
It's, man, whenever we come to North Platte, we've driven through North Platte a lot.
We've been through North Platte
a
lot.
This is our first,
many times.
First ever time with the trailer.
Yeah.
And first, maybe not first ever time staying over. I'm pretty sure me and
we
you stayed over at a Motel 6
I think so.
But
long
every
time,
pass North Platte, I get a song by Andrew Bird stuck in my head.
That's a good one.
And it just cannot, cannot leave. But yeah.
What is the song called?
I believe the name of the song is a nervous tick motion of the head to the left.
Okay.
Not a memorable
thing.
It's
a good song. I remember
the
song.
But yeah, there's this line that's like, stretched out on a tarmac, 6 miles south of North Platte, or something like that.
Yeah, it's
that
a beautiful song.
Loops forever in my head.
Well, that's not such a bad thing.
It's not a bad thing. And you know what? Not a bad stop.
No.
This is,
yeah,
we're back in Central Time for the first time
we
since June.
Just passed the line.
Yeah.
Not that long ago.
And it's humid again.
It's humid.
And the trees are huge.
There are a lot
so
of
trees.
We
actually have a lot of nice shade
here.
Yeah,
this camp's ground has some really nice big trees that gives us shade.
Yeah.
And we actually didn't get in with a time change until like almost 5.
Yeah, that was kind of a bummer.
We had kind of a, I mean, it took us a while to get our act together because we basically had moved into Lyons. Like we
were
like,
we had fully moved into Lyons and like the 14-year-old wanted to have one last run
on
the Tubing River.
He
so
went
we weren't
on a couple
exactly
runs
like
this morning.
Packing up and getting out. In fact, we got out at the strike of 11, we were starting to pull the car out.
A lot of time. Yeah, in fact, it was 11:03, and the camp host was kind of sniffing around, but
yeah,
it was
sweating.
Fine. I always get worried that we're going to get, like, charged another day, because every campground is like, if you're late, you could, you know, but so far. I would like to think at 11:03.
The type of late that we are, I don't think qualifies as late.
But anyway, we got out, and you know, we had already been up for 5 hours or so.
Yeah.
So whenever we get a later start, it makes for a full day no matter what.
Yeah.
Even if our drive was only 4 hours.
Right. Four and change, I think, is what it ended up being.
Yeah.
But
the biggest drama of the drive was that, and we knew this before, but we were just tired and we didn't want to stop because it's a pain stopping for gas when you're towing. You just have to be extra careful.
Right.
And anyway, I mean, I'm getting more used to it, but anyway, it's still a stressful thing. And 4 hours is right around the limit of like,
I mean,
we could make it. We might not make
it. It's really not an hour thing. It's a mile thing.
Right.
And it was, we were right on the line. I think it was like 270, 280 miles or something like that, which depending on various conditions, you
could be okay.
You could do fine, but
we had
to look at anything over 250 as we're probably going to have to fill up.
Well, now I will.
Yeah.
Because
we drove 76 to I-80, and 76, there is not a lot.
No.
And then you pass into Nebraska at where I-80 meets 76. And there's one town, and then there's really nothing until North Platte. And at that one town, I was like, we might need to stop. I don't know.
But it was like, I don't know, how many miles was it from our destination? It wasn't
that far.
We were
like 60 miles away.
So we're like, 60 miles. But it was really hot today, so with the AC cranking, it was windy because it's always windy in Nebraska. And so those two factors and driving a little bit, I wasn't speeding by any means, but I was going 65-70.
Yeah.
Like, I think all of those things made
and
it so that our gas was just, like, going.
And so we suddenly, We were about 25 miles out from this campsite, and it was like, we are not going to make
it. And our gas light came on.
Yeah, the gas, like, the thing came on, and it was just like, it was clear, having just kind of watched it go down, it was like, we're going to run out of gas. But...
Well, first, before, when it started getting like that, we first turned the AC off, which of course was like too little too late there. But yeah, we hadn't seen a gas station and we were just like, and I was looking just desperately like, okay, if we see any gas station, we're going.
And then literally just as the gas light came on, there was one gas station on the side of a road with nothing else around it.
Right.
And it was like a, not even like a
chain
store.
It was like an outpost.
It was, yeah, it was like a, you know, indie gas station. And it was like, okay, we got to do
this. One.
Like, weather, like.
And it was a little small.
Yeah.
And it was a little bit angled. So it was not like, normally I try to be really choosy and go into like truck stops and things like that, or gas stations that are just, I know are really big and built for trucks and people towing large vehicles. So like, this was not that.
No.
This was like one for cars more.
Yeah.
They had a truck area, but it was separate from the other one. Anyway, so I was like, well, I gotta do it.
Do
so,
it.
You know, I just kind of had to figure it out. And I actually had to, I tried for this one pump and realized pretty quickly it wasn't gonna happen. So I had to circle all the way around and do it. But you know, it's just like anything, more practice
works.
I just didn't want to run out of gas, so I quickly overcame my fear of this gas station and just did it.
I hopped out, and I was sort of like, you know, if you hit me, that was going to be the thing that you hit before you hit the gas pumps. But
I was just so glad to see a gas station.
Oh,
it was like an oasis,
it was,
you know. So I was like, I'm going to make this work no matter what. So it took a little bit of circling and was a little nerve-wracking, but we did it.
Yep.
And didn't hit anything and got gas. And then it was great because then, I mean, we didn't have the AC off for that long, but it was a hot day.
Yeah,
so it didn't,
really heated up.
So it heated up in the car. So we were all like, yay, AC. Like we felt like we were rich.
But it was also,
you know?
So our tank is a 25 gallon tank.
Yeah.
And when I filled it and we hit 25.16 something. So
we're not doing that again.
There's a little bit of overage that it gives you in a tank, but man, we were,
you know, that
we
just
goes
close. To show you how kind of tired and fried we were today, because we have had many drives that are about the same length,
right? And we
and
know.
We stop, you know, and this one we were just like trying to get away with not, because we were tired and we were fried, and we were like, it would be great if we didn't have to, but it wasn't worth the stress or having to drive without the air conditioner on for a while.
So we have a similar, slightly shorter length drive tomorrow.
Tomorrow, yeah.
But we'll get gas.
Yeah, we're going to get gas. Yeah. We're not going to risk it anymore.
And we're kind of set up for a quick exit. We didn't unhitch because we just got gas.
We just got
gas. The original plan was,
like,
well, we're going to get to the campsite on almost fumes. We'll unhitch. I'll drive over, grab gas. We're like right next to town, you know. But because now we...
Got gas.
We just stayed hitched.
I know. So tomorrow morning we don't have to do any of that.
Yeah, we just got to take the, you know, we got to dump and we got to take out the hose and the power.
There's no rehitching, no dealing
with the supports and all that kind of thing. So we should be able to get moving quicker.
Mm-hmm.
We're heading to
Lincoln,
Nebraska tomorrow.
Yep.
And the road home continues.
Continues.
We'll talk to you then.
Bye.
Season 2 of The Hitch was recorded in the back of Evangeline, our 27-foot Airstream trailer, by Dan Sinker and Janice Dillard while living on the road for 64 days in the summer of 2019. You can see pictures from the road on Instagram at TinCanEvangeline, and you can email us at evangeline@thehitchpodcast.com. If you like The Hitch, please tell your friends about it, and also rate and review us on Apple Podcasts or wherever you listen to podcasts. And we'll see you on the road.